Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMBRadio.com, episode 622. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Oh, hello. Good day.
Boy, we had to rush there. We haven't been that close in a long time. 6 p.m., 5:58. I still got to put up the Jeffrey Epstein background.
And I had to do a costume change.
Yeah.
So here we are.
We are here. I noticed the sound didn't play, so I'm not sure if hopefully people can hear us.
They'll let us know.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. What's up? Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. I quit my job.
Whoa.
Yes. I quit my job in the most pimp fashion ever. And I don't know if I've ever like quit now. I have. I've quit a job before.
Yeah.
I've been fired from a lot of jobs, as people who are familiar with my history know.
I am aware of that. Yeah.
And not just radio jobs. I mean, I talk about the epic fired for stealing lettuce saga.
Right.
Where I was escorted out by an Albanian bouncer like I was stealing money, but I was just taking lettuce that they were going to throw out at the end of the night anyways. Whatever. It is what it is. But yes, I quit my job. I quit it on my terms. Kind of reminded me a little bit of what you went through a few years ago, where maybe you question if it was the right move, but you leave with dignity and you leave on your terms. And there's something to be said for that, Will.
Yeah. I mean, you know? it feels good to definitely mm-hmm. dictate your own future and where you're headed next. So do you have something lined up?
No, I do. Okay. Hell no. No, I actually, I quit for a job that people here are aware of. I am doing more work with WPHT, and I got a message from the program director on Monday morning, and he said, hey, he said, can you do Thursday, Friday, and next week? Like, I'm thinking like a day next week. And I went, well, which day is next week? He goes, the whole week.
Who's out so much?
I think it's just maybe it's Dawn a little bit. I think Greg or Nick, someone was out today. One of the main players was out today. But yeah, they just.
That's a long time.
A week. I know. I don't know if it's sickness. I don't know what it is, but I'm happy to help out.
Sure.
It's probably one of the best teams I've worked for. You don't call people from Pennsylvania or Philly like Midwest. What do you call them?
No, like, Northeast.
Yes, really?
Definitely. But they're in the Northeast part of the country.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm not saying like Philly, but like suburbs Philly. Like people from Pennsylvania. Like salt of the earth Pennsylvanians. Not necessarily people from Philly, you know, with all due respect, Brian from Philly. But, you know, I feel like the people there are just like salt of the earth, like good people. And they're just a pleasure to work for out
Philly
there.
Philly does not hear that very often. So
well, I'm saying the Odyssey crew. And again, a lot of these people are from the burbs, not necessarily from Philly proper.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, the only people that live in downtown Philadelphia are living in the Skid Row that they have there. No one else lives in Philadelphia.
There are people that live there. I'm not sure why. Oh, did I tell you I got called out by a black guy?
I'm not surprised. Which time? Recently?
This is what when I was in Philly this last time. So most people, this is how most people walk around Philadelphia, which is shocking. Ready? I'm going to do an impression of people walk around Philadelphia.
Yeah. On their phones,
yeah, and
straight
I'm just
ahead.
Like, this is one of the most what do they call it? Like, Killadelphia. I'm like, it didn't get that name for no reason. So this is now I'm going to do an impression of me walking around Philadelphia. Ready? I'm not even kidding.
You look like a victim.
No, I actually
you're walking around
look
like a victim.
Insane. I look insane. So I'm like, I don't want anybody to mess with me. So I'm walking somewhere in Philadelphia when I was there a couple weeks ago. And out of the corner of my eye, I see something dark.
And this is the guy that called you out.
Yeah. So it's this guy. He's, diagonal to me, kitty corner a little bit. And he's close. He's probably like 5-6 feet away from me. And I just catch wind of him, turn around. I just see something. I look at him. I make eye contact. And he goes, "Don't worry, lady. I'm not going to rob you." And I'm like,
"I'm going to grape you."
Yeah. And so then I was just like, I think I said, "Thanks." Like, what do you say to that?
Appreciate
right? it. And then he's making me feel bad. Like, I'm racial profiling him. I'm like, "You're not wearing shoes and you're wearing a cup with, you're holding a cup with change in it." Like, you're homeless. He was wearing like a wife beater tank top, no shoes, with like a cup with change in it. And he's making me feel bad. Like, "Oh, I'm racially profiling."
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you think he might rob you?
Yeah. What? Assault. Rob is really the least of my worries.
You were hoping to be robbed.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah. Please don't grape me. Please don't AS me or what I call SA. Whatever. Yeah. Don't A anything me. Don't.
Right.
Right. So then I'm just like, then I got mad. I'm like, I want to be like, "F you, dude. Like, don't get mad. You're the one walking around with no shoes and a cup of change. And I'm the one who's like passing judgment." Ah. So that made me walk faster. But I look insane. Like, I'm just like, because you never know. There's homeless people everywhere. Not as bad as Denver. Denver was far worse.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Denver's a nightmare.
Huh.
Denver is an absolute nightmare. These people are so comfortable in Denver. These homeless people, I saw one person like build a cabinet and put like their empty bottles of liquor like I did in college.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, however many vodka bottles, you like use it as decor because you're poor and you're 20.
Yeah.
Homeless people were just set up like that. Homeless camps everywhere. Honestly, in Philly, I didn't see that many homeless people, but you see a lot of crazy people.
I think they're relegated to particular
neighborhoods. And
yeah, it's like Kensington or something is where they're all.
Yeah. I mean, where I was is like the nice part of Philly, and it is nice, but there's still wackos everywhere, obviously. Yeah. I was in Center City, so it's the center of the city, obviously.
Correct.
And it's really nice there, but even that is questionable. And when I talked to Greg, God bless him, the program director at WPHT, when I was there last year, I'm like, "Oh, my hotel's only like a mile away from the station. I'll just walk." And mind you, this is like at 5 a.m. I would walk. And he goes, "Oh, no, don't do that." I'm like, "Oh, I thought I was in the nice part of town." He goes, "You are." But he's like, "You will get mugged."
Yeah, but still Philadelphia. Yeah.
Right. I'm like, "Oh, okay." He's like, "Please Uber." And then I feel like such a slob because I'm Ubering and it's like a 3-minute drive. Mm. But I also don't want to get mugged. So there you go.
Got to do what you got to do. Mm. Well, good. Congratulations. It sounds promising.
Thank you.
For the near future. So good.
Thank you.
I'm sitting in this new chair. I got a ergonomic chair recently. And it's like a weird, it's kind of like a sex chair, to be quite honest. If that's what I feel. I feel comfortable, but also very uncomfortable sitting this way. It's the one where you kind of, it's got the seat that's kind of at an angle. You put your butt on and then you kind of curl your legs behind it and put your, I guess, shins on a guard so you don't fall off and it takes the pressure off your back. It's much more comfortable, but it's not very practical for anything else. You feel
vulnerable.
I feel vulnerable. And also it's like, how do you please yourself in this chair? Like sitting this way is just not going to work. So I guess it will deter me from doing that, which is probably a good thing.
Good.
But it is nice. I do like it a lot. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. We did have a voicemail. I don't have my phone on me, but maybe I'll try to play that in the second half of the show. You can leave voicemails and texts there, which some of you do. And I always do respond to those.
May I respond to the comments?
Yes.
What is WSMFP, right? That am I reading that correctly?
Yeah.
See, he knows what's up. He said Denver is a shithole.
Yeah.
I am telling you, it is shocking because it's like a nice place. It's a beautiful city. Obviously, you got the backdrop of the Rocky Mountains, but it is just they don't do anything about the homeless people.
Okay, I got to write it down. We're going to have to bleep 9 minutes Anna.
I forgot.
Joe Bordeaux would be so upset.
I am you. Sorry, Our Joe. Radio St. Pete I apologize.
Friends. 9 minutes. Anna said,
I let it fly.
What oh, the? God. Now I got to do it. 45.
I'm sorry.
Will said, I won't do it this time.
Okay. Yes. Sorry about that. Right, Joe, right. And sorry, Will, to give you more work to do.
That's all right.
But it is true. That is true about Denver. And Holyoke Joe, who I learned recently was not feeling too well. So, Joe, I hope you're feeling better. But yes, Joe, it does feel a little bit relieving that I don't have to play hooky anymore. Although we're just going to keep that secret between us.
Yeah.
Because if they think I've been playing hooky since February, then they probably wouldn't be too happy.
They might fire you.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, who cares?
How do you feel about the flock camera thing?
Oh.
Because much like AI and the data centers, I'm very conflicted between the two. I've heard arguments for both, and I don't know. The flock cameras is another thing I don't really know, because I know it can do a lot of good, but also you're kind of giving up some of your pride. Yeah, it's surveillance. Yeah. My libertarian instinct says absolutely not
right.
on these, but also there's teen takeovers that probably could be stopped with these.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like even like, lawyers could get their hands on this if you're going through some sort of like divorce battle, and you could see like, oh, you track who's your husband is actually cheating on you. Here's proof and da da da, you know, just stuff like that. I'm gonna say probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not about that life, because of course it can do some good, but inevitably it's just more surveillance.
Yeah,
and obviously car insurance companies will have access to this information, and they go, well, you know, you said you're only driving, you know, 5,000 miles every 6 months. It turns out you're driving 25,000 miles every, you know.
And we're going to triple your rate.
Rates. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to say, no, we don't use it for that, but you know, it's going to go on the internet and they'll get access to it somehow. I guess it's not really a camera. It's a license plate reader. What it says in this first paragraph here, because essentially what's happening is the flock license plate readers are getting vandalized all across Florida
because people are mad.
People are mad about it.
Yeah.
It says here that a series of flock license plate cameras have been vandalized across central Florida in recent weeks, with incidents reported in Volusia and Lake counties as debate continues over the use of surveillance technology. There's also a guy in Pinellas who is just kind of blocking the camera, has a sign. He sits out there and blocks the camera.
Wait, is this on the freeway?
They're everywhere. I know they're everywhere here. I've been seeing them more.
The guy. Because I feel like I've seen guys on the highway with the sign just for no reason.
Oh, I don't know.
Was that the guy is what I'm wondering.
I got the impression that this was like in a neighborhood.
Oh,
okay. Kind of something like that. Roberto Sabatino said he noticed the damaged camera while driving Tuesday morning and recorded a video that's gone viral on social. He said, I think I had about 50. Oh, well, good. Now he only had 50 followers. Now he's got 2,000. He's really excited about that. And it's up to 980,000 views. Good for you, man. Good stuff. The video shows the camera lying in the grass near the roadway while Port Orange police officer was at the scene. I don't know. I just feel like society has degraded to a point where they almost become necessary. And then you go, is that degrading? What's the word? Not degradingness? No. Anyway, it's just gotten so bad that these things almost become like
necessary.
Well, we don't want to, you know, have Anna get graped on the road. So we need to have these flock cameras around Anna and every other person, including men. It's not good. I mean, certainly other places are worse than others. Central Florida, some places are pretty rough, some not so much.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the old adage, the road to hell is paved with good intentions?
Yeah. And I also understand, I really do feel like people are engineering China. A lot of people want to live in China, because they do have a pretty controlled society and a populace that's well under control. And I think a lot of people in the United States that are in some sort of power would like that as well. So they don't have to worry about people getting a little rowdy.
I don't think the populace wants to live in China.
No.
The powers that be.
Yeah.
As they are called.
Yes.
Want to the emulate. Man. And I think they've been pretty vocal about it. Like, we need to model the way China does certain things. And this is it. Heavy surveillance state.
They
pitch it just like you said. Hey, listen, you want to prevent teen takeovers? Hey, maybe we're looking for a missing girl. Obviously, stuff like this would help. But then they start tracking your every move. So then you have to ask yourself, which is, to me, the quintessential difference between a liberal and a conservative is, which do you value more? Do you value safety, or, you know, supposed safety or pitched safety? Let's just say it is true, safety. Or do you value liberty? What do you value more? And if you can answer that question, what do you want to be, freer or do you want to be safer? If you can answer that question, I would say with 100% accuracy, it will tell you where you lie politically, right?
Yeah, I think the other factor is that are you allowed to protect yourself for if you have the liberty,
right?
Like if you're in New York and you're on a subway and you're a white guy, mm-hmm. and there's some guy, a person of color, that's screaming on the on the train.
Yeah.
Although that guy didn't, the Daniel Penny guy, he didn't go to prison, right?
But he almost did.
He almost did. And he was in, you know, on trial for that. So
he sure was.
I mean, in some states and counties, the person who puts an end to an incident ends up in a lot of trouble. So here in Florida, we don't really have to worry about that as much. But I would like to know if I can protect myself, then I definitely prefer the liberty. But then again, maybe that's kind of engineered too, where they're just like, you can't protect yourself. The government will protect you. So we need to put up the flock cameras. Because I do want to not get graped. You know, I'd really like to not be graped, not assaulted, not robbed when I'm just walking around, you know, recording social media videos or whatever I'm doing at that time. So, I mean, I don't know.
I just want to clarify, when I say safety, I mean like pitched safety. Doesn't mean you're actually safer if you live like in a blue state or a blue city. It's just more like the whole nanny state thing where it's like, we know these, Fauci knows what's best for you, or Donald Trump knows what's best for you, or Joe Biden knows what's best for you. And then you just do that versus saying like, I would rather be less safe and more free.
Yeah.
So, because then people say like, oh, well, if we have guns, you know, guns kill people, which, okay. If we could eradicate guns completely, I think we'd be safer, but that's just never going to happen.
Well, there was even, it's not the same thing, but it's certainly in the same realm, because it's a piece of technology that was preventing crime, was the gunshot detector. I think it was in California. It was somewhere fancy in California. I think it was near a university, maybe Cambridge or something. No, Cambridge is England. But anyway, it was near a lot of people were complaining because these cameras were being used. And they're on the left, clearly, of the political spectrum. And they're talking about how, you know, this is invasive of people's privacy, which is kind of the same argument you're making. So it's almost kind of this weird horseshoe theory with stuff like this. Anyway, they ended up bringing the gunshot detectors back because it was really bad. So, I mean, that's what I mean. You were kind of run into the same issues where in some places you can not do the cameras. And I think here would be one of them, in the Florida, Tampa Bay area in particular, because you are able to kind of defend yourself. But in some areas like California, where you're not allowed to have a weapon or a firearm or, you know, protect yourself really, I can see why the people living there would go, yeah, I kind of want these cameras.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It just, like I said before, the road to hell is paved in good intentions, and it'll definitely like obstruct some crime, of course, but then it also, they're going to use, you got to think, cause these companies are selling this equipment or this data to like local jurisdictions and police departments and stuff like that, you know? So it's like, if one guy who's like disgruntled over his cheating wife and her lover, then you know exactly where that MFer is, and you can go find him, and then maybe you kill him yourself.
Well, we have a story about a Pinellas deputy that did
I saw that,
off his ex-girlfriend. But there was also a guy who was using the flock cameras here in the Tampa Bay area. Cop, Tampa flock. Police accused of misusing. Is this it 20 hours ago? Haines City. Is that in Pinellas or Hillsborough?
That must be Hillsborough. I don't know where that is.
Haines City. I feel like we got a Haines. We got a Haines Road in St. Pete. So I'm not sure. Is this up? Let's play this story. Yeah, it is. Okay.
Is this the one you put in the prep?
No, I didn't. But because, it just like, reminded
I literally me. Did not even know about the story. Perfect segue.
Professional. Come on, internet.
They are supposed to be used to solve crimes, but the Haines City Police Department says flock cameras were used to commit one. An officer is now off the job and facing charges accused of misusing the database. News Channel 8's Ryan Arbogast is in Polk County tonight with the details.
There's flock cameras at every corner of this intersection here in Haines City, north, south, east, and west. They're supposed to track license plates to prevent crime. But for
I don't like this guy's cadence. Yeah,
is he the most Italian person I've ever seen, but just like a puker talker?
I think he's, my guess is Hispanic. Oh. Trying to be Italian.
Oh, got it. That's even worse.
Yeah.
One cop, they were a tool to stalk an ex-lover.
I kind of like 117 him. Times. That's the amount of searches. Haines City Police says Officer Christopher Goodson used these flock cameras across the city he was sworn to protect to keep virtual eyes on his ex-wife. The illegal use of the dozens of automated license plate readers happening for over 2 years.
That's not his job. And
this guy
he took advantage of the system.
He's an anti-flock activist.
You know what this is? This is your stepdad.
My stepdad, Mark Work.
Mark.
I'm sure he's anti. He's got to be.
Oh, anti. My God. He's a first. What is it? A First Amendment auditor guy.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. He's in that community.
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing it personally himself. But sure. He's definitely a big supporter.
Equipment that was at his disposal. And he knew it was wrong.
St. Pete's Carl Gunn has been covering cameras from a distance for weeks to prevent cyber surveillance.
Him. Yeah,
that's the guy I was
down
talking
with the
about.
Block.
Yeah,
just like
I like this guy.
I myself get angry. I have fears that one of these days, you know, it could happen to me.
The Haines City Police Department says Goodson put fake investigations into the system to gain access, telling Flock he was investigating road rage, narcotics, assault, and other felonies, even though the crimes were never committed.
So far, you've only lost your job and got a bad name. But I hope you're prosecuted. And I hope you're prosecuted for stalking.
Prosecuted.
The Haines City Police Chief says the cameras are...
So did he say, it sounded like he said prostituted.
He said prosecuted, but yeah.
You're prosecuted.
No, he said prostituted.
He meant to say prosecuted.
I know.
It does hear it sound like that.
One more time.
Yep.
And I hope you're prosecuted.
Yeah, it sounded like prostituted.
That's all right. You misspoke. You're on TV.
For stalking.
The Haines City Police Chief says the cameras are only for crime-fighting purposes, and they will right this wrong, telling us they've mandated additional steps to be taken to ensure staff are accessing this for legitimate law enforcement purposes. This type of crime is something Gunn believes we will still see more of.
It's going to snowball.
Officer Goodson is no longer an officer. He forfeited his badge when he was arrested and charged. He's now facing two felonies. Reporting in Haines City tonight, Ryan Arbogast, 800 Star.
It's got a very odd
wow.
cadence.
Do you think it'd be super awkward to like arrest your friend? You know? Do you think he was arrested by his own department?
Probably was allowed to turn himself in, I was imagining.
Like,
Yeah.
Well, can I say this about police officers?
And yeah.
You know, I'm all about like back to blue most of the time.
Yep.
And I'm not saying every police officer, but will. They are by and large sexual deviants.
Yeah.
Most cops that I have known or know about, heard of, they are sexual freaks.
How many do you know?
Briefs. I know quite a few through people I used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some jujitsu people.
Okay.
A lot of cops.
Yeah.
You hear stories about other cops.
Okay.
And every time I read, you hear a lot of stories about them blasting each other, you know, on the clock or having sex with like an inmate or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just freaky. And that's okay.
I will say this to your point. One of my friends, good friends, is a police officer. And he was supposed to come to my wedding. And he ended up not being able to go because his wife caught him texting other women.
Is that the guy that I met?
I don't know.
Did he come to the pool one day?
No. Okay. I don't think so. So I don't know. I mean, that's not sexual deviancy necessarily. It is a form of immorality. Nice. It's not good.
What did he, had he actually met up with any of these women?
I don't know. He didn't really elaborate unless he was lying to get out, come into my wedding.
That's quite a lie.
It's like, I would, but I got busted cheating on my wife, so I can't go. Unfortunately. Yikes. That's a long drive.
How do you feel about being friends with someone like that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not pro necessarily, but I don't think it would be a deal breaker for my friendship either. Because it's not me. It's, you know.
I know. But although it's one of those things like if you're willing to betray the person you share a bed with.
I get that. I get that. It makes sense. I don't know. So we're not sure about Fox.
Okay. But cops are freaking nasty a lot of the time.
I think everybody agrees on that.
Yep.
813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. We got a few more minutes. This was national news. It made the Post. So let's do this story here. Pull up this here. And boom.
Look at that.
Speaking of police officers, mom of two kidnapped and killed by a Florida police deputy, a Pinellas County Sheriff deputy, I should say. His name was Deputy Troy Savetz. He was 47. He was waiting in the woman's front yard in Hudson when she and her two children were there, 9 and 12, had just returned from a beach evening. She told the children to run inside and call for help as she started arguing with the cop there, whom she had a tumultuous on-and-on relationship with. Over, and he wanted his TV back. TVs are so cheap. That's not why he was there. That's his excuse for being there. I saw Sam's Club had a 4K 75-inch television for $399.
Yeah.
That's not why he was there.
No.
I did see a picture of her, and I could understand
why he didn't want to let her go.
Yes. She was very pretty. Pretty blonde lady. I don't know if there's a picture of her.
I did see one. She was like a very like kind of sexy lady.
Yeah.
Definitely. And how old was she?
Does it say in here? He was 47.
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
And these were not his kids. And did he kill her and the kids or just her?
Just her. The kids went inside, called the police, and he, I guess, offed her and himself.
Oh, he killed himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, brought up the marble story today at work. Murder suicide is a hot topic today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And every day.
And every day.
I mean, we can only anticipate more of these things happen. I do want to see a picture of her.
I think it's in WFLA. They had a
what was this guy's name again?
Savetz.
That's right. Savetz cop Ellis.
Yeah.
There she is.
Oh. Mama.
Yeah.
Oh. Sure. Mental health, Matt. Yeah, it does.
Mental health matters.
Too late.
Oh, lady, if only you knew how right you were.
Oh my God, that's like when, remember when Justin Pawlowski made that comment about Jerry Sandusky, and he's like, "That's disgusting." I was going through old pictures yesterday. Did I send it to you? You did send it to me.
Yes.
So great.
It was a comment of the former Tampa radio personality who was arrested for soliciting.
It was, and again, it said let me date this for you. This was July 12th of 2012. So this was 7 years before he was busted for trying to have sex with a teenage boy. He goes, "Just read the shorter version of this Penn State report. Looks like Sandusky might have some company in hell. How do you turn a blind eye?" Wow. Well, that aged like milk. So, whoa. LOL. LOLOLOL.
Man. That was my, I wish, I hope that I don't do, well, I know I won't do anything like that, but something where people can go to my social media content and pull something like that to show their friends.
I mean, there's very few things. I mean, you gotta, you know.
I mean, I had a lot of stuff on my, it was all, you know, exaggerations and jokes. And yeah, but. Yeah, crazy. Anyway, we'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Sorry for the cussing. Anna apologizes. Sorry. And we're going to go to the extra bonus time where we can cuss if we want. So I hope you'll join us there. Join the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. And ehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. If you want to yell at Anna for cursing, I would encourage you to send an email and I will forward it to her. Or you can leave a text or voicemail, 813-693-2124. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.